This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget, Hooman's coming on at 9 o'clock-ish, maybe 9.15. He's reviewing Tenet and Mulan. So we have an actual movie review today. Mostly things that you can, I mean, I guess you have to go to a theater to see Tenet, but you can buy Mulan by paying 30 extra bucks if you're a Disney Plus member. So he'll let you know if it's going to be worth it or not.
I'm interested. I absolutely would love to watch it, but I feel like it's not a kid movie, the Mulan movie, that is.
Right. What did you say? PG-13.
Yeah, it's PG-13.
So it's at least for older kids, like a serious live action movie. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab and go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both school districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or you want more information on specific grab and go pickup locations and times, go to RadioAlice.com and look at the Feed Our Families tab. All the information that you need is right there. So a texter alerted us that something has gone on in the Big Brother house, and basically the long and short of it is it's the use of the N-word, possibly. Memphis and Cody are like laying in bed together. I'll leave it at that. And this is they're having a conversation, and they reference, according to this, and Bryn's pulled it for us. Obviously, we're not going to play you the one that has the N-word version. But apparently he says the word in reference to David, who is the one black man in the house, says the word, and then Cody puts up a hand like, no, 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 dude. And then apparently Memphis gets up and is walking around like with a sheepish look on his face, like, oops, I shouldn't have done that. So first, let's start by listening to the clip. This is with the word in question.
It's very short here. David said it's Nicole. And then he says, dude, David's a... Do you hear
dude,
that?
David's a... Dude, yeah, David's so Cody a... is saying something about... Said something to Nicole, and then that's Memphis jumping in with, dude, David's a... Isn't that wonderful? So now, this is during the... This is the live feed that happens 24/7. They've got cameras going in various rooms, and you can follow the action on there if you want to pay the price to do that. Memphis is having this conversation with Cody, and now there is a change.org petition trying to get him removed from the show. And it says, if left unchecked, we could be witnessing real-life harm from a privileged white a-hole upon a black man who is alone in the house after almost all the other people of color have been evicted and or threatened. This is not okay. This is not the first major controversy of the All-Star season either, because some of these kids were making fun of the autistic kid in there. So, and in the past, there have been plenty of incidents. There was...
we should go back. Go back one sentence, please. So listen, I use the term kid as slang all the time. None of these people are kids.
No, these are grown people. They're in their, at least in their 20s, if not their 30s.
So they're making fun like high school or junior high kids might, and yet they're grown-ups and they're making fun of some dude. And
it's whether, as though I didn't they've forgotten it, there's cameras on them.
I didn't see it. I don't know what they did exactly, but I do feel like I would have... I'd like to think in the moment I would have said, what's wrong with you idiots?
Right.
You don't need to, we don't need to go there. in an effort to belittle some guy who's seems to be playing his only, he's the only guy just absolutely playing by himself.
Yeah, well, Hunter, not even trying to make any kind of alliances. And didn't really even in his first season, which he wound up winning. Mm-hmm. He's a he's an odd kid person. By kid, I mean, 35-year-old dude with a streak of gray in his hair.
Like I said, but, we use that as slang all the time, but I wanted to just, you know, that is no excuse for the way these guys are behaving.
Absolutely
was
not.
My point in mentioning that. So go on back to Memphis.
So, Memphis, there's a change.org petition to try to get him out of the house. I'd be absolutely fine with that. I really feel like Big Brother can't control what people say on this show. These people clearly forget that they're being taped at all times. There have been incidents in the past. There was, I think, just last season or the season before, there was an Asian chick who there was some racist stuff said about her. Mm-hmm. Remember that one season there was a chick, I think her name was Arian.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something real close to that. And she made racist comments. There's enough of that. I think that they should have a policy in place and it should be zero tolerance. Sorry, guy who used the N-word. See you later.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm so disappointed at myself for believing we've come so far and we just haven't. So that's the first most
right.
I'm naive and embarrassed that I've thought we were so much farther along than we are. But I also feel like on this one in particular, I'm going to leave that up to people and let them decide how to handle him. I feel like he's already shown himself to the world to be who he is. Mm-hmm. So now we know, and that's enough alone, but I do think if people want him gone, then that should be the way that goes.
I am in complete agreement with you. I think that Big Brother has had enough of these incidents that these people should know going in that's not going to be tolerated. It's just not going to be.
What I've learned through this year is that as a 50-something-year-old white man, despite the fact that I believe everyone's equal, and I have lots of friends of all races and colors, I also have blind spots and things, what do they call that, systemic racism that I've been unaware of forever. So on this note, I would leave it up to the general public or whatever. I don't even know that I should comment.
Well, that's we'll see how CBS handles it, but I absolutely think the right thing to do is this guy's got to go. I don't know how you could go on with this game thinking this guy might actually win this game and be the guy who on TV with cameras on him was using an epithet like that. Anyway, that's what's going
that
on be, now.
That absolutely plays into CBS's decision, I'm sure, is that now we've got a guy we can't let win.
Well, exactly. And there's Julie every week going, treat everything that you say with kindness. Okay, that guy's got to go. Sorry. If that's the tack you're taking, then that person, he shouldn't even be on tonight's show. He should be out already.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Big Brother should have stepped in with the claw, the hook, and picked him out of the game.
I bet it's going to have to be handled in the news today, right? We're going to see something.
Absolutely.
I mean,
if this just happened...
I hadn't heard about it until that texter sent it to us.
Is 7:05 this morning. So while we were on the air. Anyway, that's what's going on with Big Brother. And there's a show tonight and someone gets kicked off. And let's hope it's Memphis. So
well, it won't
Jane
be because he's not on the block, but all right.
No, I'm saying I hope they say everyone on the block is in the clear.
Safe because of this guy. Okay. Yeah, I would live with that decision. Sure.
Right. Bye, Memphis. And by the way, have a good time with your personal life after you get off the show. That's the chance you take going on Big Brother. You're canceled. Jane, our own Jane.
Jane,
you're playing a game.
Finally, some good news. Excellent.
She interviewed...
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
Yeah. Oh, Jane.
Jane.
Oh, how I miss Jane.
Jane interviewed Alanis Morissette and Jewel for the I'm Listening special that we're doing this coming Wednesday.
Lucky.
She says here, Bryn said, tell me more. And she said, I talked with each of them about how they've taken care of themselves pre and post COVID. And they both have so many incredible things to say on the subject. They've both led incredibly intense lives. Lots of really heavy things, but they're also really funny too. It's Jane. That, thank you. That was my, thank you. Thank
That's
you so
your
much.
Jane That's impression?
Jane. That's my Jane impersonation.
You know, I hate to say it.
I didn't realize she wasn't here.
Yeah, it was really good. a little bit of Martha Stewart creeped in there, though.
Oh, it did, yeah. I went a little low. I noticed that. I tried to get back up into the higher registers. You know.
Be
anyway,
careful.
There you go, Jane.
Jane, write to me. I haven't had a black heart today.
Travis Scott's in the news today, and he has been because of McDonald's for days now. He's been fined by the city of Downey. I think this is Ohio. Oh, I'm sorry. It's California. Downey, California. And he did a fan event at a McDonald's in Downey. And too many people showed up. And again, it was rowdy. This is the new $6 Cactus Jack Travis Scott meal that they're doing over there at McDonald's. So both the rapper and McDonald's have been cited by the city over a slew of fans showing up at the fast food joint last week for the launch of his new meal. They didn't have any permits. I guess that there were about 200, at least 200 people before he showed up to greet fans who were waiting in line to try the Cactus Jack meal. He also, so he failed to get a permit for a crowd. He also failed to get a permit to film. And both those citations come with the hefty fine of $100. So it's
going
to cost him $200 to get out of this. Yeah, and I think that McDonald's is also being fined the same amount, so I don't know how they'll handle it, but the Cactus Jack $6 deal is a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, lettuce, pickles, ketchup, and mustard, a medium fry with barbecue sauce for your dippers, and a Sprite. You can get that without a permit.
It sounds good enough, right?
I will say this. This is excellent. Excellent advertising. This is the right move for both Travis and for McDonald's because I have never wanted a quarter pounder with bacon more than I want right now.
Right.
McDonald's never even crosses my mind. Ever. Because I never leave my house, so I don't see the Golden Arches. So why would I think of them? Except that Travis Scott has now wormed his way into my consciousness and all I can think of, I don't even like Sprite. And I want one of those. I want to have the full experience. All right.
You don't even like Travis Scott. I'm not sure why you.
What?
Yeah, but she likes bacon and burgers.
Yeah,
I mean,
I like
that's
bacon and burgers.
Yeah,
it's in my face, man. I want to have the full experience. If this is so great for $6, the Cactus Jack meal, come on. Come on. Pentatonics. Da-da-ding-ding-dow. They have done a rendition of Tears for Fears' Mad World, because it is a mad world right now. Let's face it. It's a very, very mad world.
Truth.
And I thought, I would love to spend a minute listening to Pentatonix. This is 1983.
And we get to relive the story where the guy from Tears for Fears boned you. This is so fun.
That's not the story.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. He was made advances, that's all. And I was there with my husband, and I was like, no, dude.
Oh, a threesome.
But he was on stage. He pointed right up at the box I was sitting in.
Yeah, he did.
Looking right at me with those lasers. And John was like, hey, man. I'm like, John, shut up. I'm not going to do anything. Just let me have my moment.
I love Tears for Fears. You know, I've seen them live and they're excellent. And I like all the records they've made. A lot, actually.
Here is, apparently Pentatonix agrees with you. And here is their version of Tears for Fears' Mad World.
Going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Had my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
They're so great. I love their arrangements. And I mean, they, obviously there's like, that sounds better than any other five-man singing group ever did. I mean, they're, whoever records them just does an amazing job. And it's just so, it's so beautiful. I can't even stand it. The video, though, is a little earnest. Especially the one guy who said Mad World first, and they focus in and he's all mad.
Well, come on.
He didn't stick his tongue out like that, Sarah.
Well, he basically did. It was like a mental tongue stick out. Kind of sad. Anyway,
where's the goofy deep voice guy? Where's he? Did he leave?
Well, maybe they haven't given him a part to sing yet.
Oh. Well, he's underneath all of
it. He is underneath the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's that guy. It was the second black guy they showed right there.
Oh, so they got rid of the guy I know is a white bearded dude who's goofy looking. No.
Does he do the deep stuff?
No. Nope.
I know it does. I don't recognize. Only the girl is the only one I recognize. Maybe they switched.
No, I recognize the blonde kid,
mm-hmm, the blonde
and that
kid
guy,
sure.
And her. But I don't. They're missing the.
Yeah,
the,
they have like AJ McLean in there, and then they got rid of the other guy.
Okay, so they
here's
some,
a girl. Here's a girl's part. Sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the
best I've ever had. I find it hard to bad lip syncing.
weird video. Just too much close up.
That's fine.
They got rid of the goofy deep voice guy. Ha! Oh, he's doing the deep voice now. Okay, so they definitely changed him. All right.
They shouldn't have got rid of that guy. I liked him.
Well, I mean, who knows? He may have been a pain in the ass, or maybe he doesn't shower.
Yeah, that's true, right.
Who knows? You go on the road with people, you're like, Jesus, dude, take a shower.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I'm going to quickly run down this because I know that Bryn did some work on it. 2020. CMAs, or I guess they're called the ACMs now, the American Country Music Awards, ACMAs. I don't know. It ended with, this is, I don't like this. It ended with a tie for Entertainer of the Year. Like, how can that even happen? Pick one of them.
It's Carrie Underwood. Show.
I know, but why a tie? Are you the entertainer of the world or not?
Matter. Come on.
I'm glad I didn't watch it. Carrie Underwood.
Everybody
and
gets
Thomas
a trophy
Rhett.
Nowadays, Sarah. Yeah,
I guess I mean, so, right? It, nobody loses. You? It's the first time it's ever happened. Let's hope it's the last. Come on, man. It defeats the purpose. So, and everything about last night's show, according to reviews, was strange. Award shows need people clapping like, yay, you won. None of that. It's silence. This person won. And then they flash to that person going, thank you. And then they get their award and they go back to watching the Zoom meeting like everyone else. So there were a lot of performances. Oh, they also were saying Keith Urban hosted the show, sort of. He didn't say much. And when he did, he looked like a random country singer reading cue cards. That's the review of him. also, is there a cutoff age for skinny jeans? Because I don't know.
He's a rock. Why, he was wearing them?
He was.
So
when
star,
the talent took the stage, that's when the show started to really happen. Play me your favorite. So Taylor's on there. Miranda Lambert from the Bluebird Cafe. What did you decide were the best things, Bryn?
Well, I have a few, but we're running out of time, so I just want to play this main one for you because I know you love this song and this part right here. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again. Because I know my tone had the self-control. Take a look, sir. So I walk away if you walk in.
That was awesome. That's Dan and Shay. They won top vocal duo, and maybe they won some other stuff too. But so if you want to go to, maybe we should link up some of the performances at the Sarah and Vinnie Facebook page, Bryn, if you can do that, because Taylor's on there. She debuted a song called, I can't find the name of it. It's like Betty or something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a song called Betty. Right. There you go. And then there's all kinds of amazing performances, or so they tell me here, and Bryn will put those up at the ceremony Facebook page. I'm out of... Oh.
Do
is this
hear
Betty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Want me, would you tell me to go straight to hell? Or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing?
I'm only 17. I don't know anything, but I know I miss you.
Oh, she's cute. That's her playing guitar and singing. Mm. So you can watch the whole performance.
Hey, do you think that Dan did that live just right there?
I don't know, but it's
he nailed
good.
It, right?
He really did. I mean, it sounded like it when he went up to the high stuff. He sounded a little raspy, and then he jumped in, and oh! God,
I have seen him sing live before on one of those award shows. I think he was singing Tequila, and it was
he's
acapella.
Very just
yeah, he's great.
That dude's
so.
Legit. I really like that.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
I got a bunch of stuff in the news, including peanut butter for breakfast and what that might mean about you. Also, Christmas stuff might be coming on sale soon. It's not too soon, is it? Tech group chats and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.